ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 8th कांटो चैप्टर 20 बोली महाराज सरेंडर्स द यूनिवर्स। टुडे टेक्स्ट 12 12 इज देयर पर्पोर्ट। ओके विल सी फर्स्ट 12 देन। यद्यपि असावो अधर्मेण माम बध्नीयात् अनागसम् इथापि एनम् न हिंसिष्ये भीतं ब्रह्मतनुं रीपुं। यद्यपि असावधर्मेण मां बध्नीयात् अनागसम् तथापि एनं न हिंसिष्ये भीतं ब्रह्मतनुं रिपुं। हरे कृष्ण। वर्ड मीनिंग यद्यपि अल्दो असौ लॉर्ड विष्णु अधर्मेण क्रूकेडली विदाउट रेफरेंस टू द स्ट्रेट वे माम मी बध्नीयात् किल्स अनागसम अल्दो आई एम नॉट सिंफुल तथापि स्टिल एनम अगेंस्ट हिम न नॉट हिम शिष्ये आई शैल टेक एनी रिटेलिएशन भीतम बिकॉज ही इज अफ्रेड ब्रह्मतनुम हैविंग assumed the form of a brahmana brahmachari ripum even though he is my enemy. Translation and purport by divine grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: although he is Vishnu himself, out of fear he has covered himself in the form of a brahmana to come to me begging. Under the circumstances, because he has assumed the form of a Brahmana, even if he religiously arrests me or even kills me, I shall not retaliate, although he is my enemy. Please repeat. Although he is Vishnu himself, out of fear, he has covered himself in the form of a Brahmana to come to me begging. Under the circumstances, because he has assumed the form of a Brahmana, even if he irreligiously arrests me or even kills me, I shall not retaliate, although he is my enemy. Purport. If Lord Vishnu, as he is, had come to Bali Maharaj and asked him to do something, Bali Maharaj certainly would not have refused his request. But to enjoy a little humor between himself and his devotee, the Lord covered himself as a Brahmana Brahmachari and thus come to Bali Maharaj to beg for only 3 feet of land. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati So Padantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitanscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashyatya Desatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurati Sei Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yadyapi Asau Adharmena Mam Badhniyat Anagasam Tathapi Enam Nahim Sisye Bhitam Brahma Tanum Ripum. Although he is Vishnu himself, out of fear, he has covered himself in the form of a Brahmana to come to me begging. under the circumstances, because he has assumed the form of a Brahmana, even if he irreligiously arrests me or even kills me, I shall not retaliate, although he is my enemy. So here is the conversation between Shukracharya and Bali Maharaj. Shukracharya is Acharya for what? For asuras, for demons. He is a spiritual master of demons, those who are addicted for sense gratification. He shows the way how you can achieve your sense gratificatory requirements. How to, by performing some karmakanda, jagyas or karmakanda way, so you can achieve all these things, dharma, artha, kama. That's why his name is signifying Shukra Acharya. He is Acharya for begetting children. Acharya of seamen. Acharya of the materialistic way of life. He gave, that's why the demons generally accepted Shukracharya as their spiritual master. But demigods never accepting. Demigods accepts whom? Brihaspati. So, by Narada Muni, Acharya for bhakti. But still, Shukracharya is such an intelligent person. Even Krishna told, he is my vibhuti, he is my, he represents me. Masuna kabi, kabi nang masuna kami, among intelligent persons, he is the best. Because there's a great assembly, the jagya was going on in northern bank of Narmada, Narmada River in Bhuruch. The place is now called Bhuruch, Bhrugakachya. So this great jagya was going on, there are thousands of people there. And most important sages also, they are also present there. So when Bamanadeva was just appeared in the scene, when he was walking through the road that is going to the sacrifice arena, whomever saw Bamanadeva, he got attracted. Even Bali Maharaj's own daughter or sister, Ratnavali, is also attracted. She also thinking, oh, this is so nice boy. She has become so affectionate, motherly affectionate, seeing this boy. Even anyone, other people, anyone just seeing this Brahman, they automatically attracted, because Krishna is all attractive. He attracted everyone. And also he increased in effulgence. He has become so effulgent, even the sages, they forcefully, everyone stood up. They are sitting on their place, but by the influence of Bamanadeva, they cannot sleep. No, sorry, they cannot sit down. They woke up. They are thinking that maybe sun god himself is coming, or fire god himself coming to see how this jagya is going on successfully. No one could recognize who is this boy. Bali Maharaj is so much attracted that immediately he offered him a very nice seat, he washed his feet, he drank the charanamrita, throw the charanamrita over all his family members, and he thought, our life, my family life is completely now success, now sanctified, my family is completely sanctified, my forefathers are also glorified, my life is now, my goal of my life is fulfilled. He's become so much attracted to Bamanadeva. So, no one could recognize who is this boy. I mean, Bali Maharaj was thinking that he is a brahmachari, just, and he is bringing up, and he has one stick and also a kamandalu and also a begging pot. thinks that he is coming, he coming this place to beg something. So he was thinking, okay, whatever you like, I want to give you. So anyhow, so he was thinking, if you are a brahmachari, if you want to get married, I will give you a brahmana girl. If you want some property, you can take from me, even one deepa, one island, or as much as property you want. Whatever you want, you can take from me. If one someone come to Bali, he never goes to other person for begging. Anyhow, he was Bali Maharaj telling, but Bhamana Deva was smiling. He was smiling and he saw Bali Maharaj's little feet. He was a dwarf, showing his little feet, telling, I need only 3 steps of land. Bali Maharaj laughing, he was telling, oh, you are really have no experience of the practical life, because you are a brahmachari. You are just looks very small brahmachari, so you don't have any experience of how to spend, how to maintain oneself in this material world. So he was smiling, but still Bhamana Deva told, no, a brahmachari should be self-satisfied. He should not be greedy. He should be self-satisfied. I need only just 3 steps, that is enough for me. I don't want more. When this conversation, Bali Maharaj just joking with Bhamana Deva, but Sukracharya could understand. He recognized who is this man. So, even Lord Vishnu has symptoms, in his bodily symptoms different, maybe a small or big. One can see his symptoms, who is he. So being very intelligent, being especially got mercy from Bhamana Deva himself, he could recognize that he is Lord Vishnu. He came here to take everything. By 3 steps he will take everything. 1 step he will cover the entire earthly planet. Another step he will take the heavenly planet. And again he will expand his body. Everywhere, whole universes, he will expand himself. Then where there is nothing remain for body, how can he give the 3rd step? It is not possible. He simply come here to cheat. Because Vishnu is always protect demigods and destroy demons. But that is not true. Vishnu also, Vishnu not protects just demigods, he protects the demons also, if a demon is his devotee. If he is devotee, then he protects. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. Sadhunam, if a demon is also sadhu, like Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, and he also protects them. So, now Sukracharya disclosed before Bali Maharaj, who was his disciple. He is telling, hey Bali, stop speaking. You could not understand who is this man. He is your eternal enemy of the demons. He appeared as son of Aditi and Kashyapa. He became the younger brother of Indra, your enemy, and now he come in on behalf of Indra. And what is going to do? He will take in 3 steps everything from you. And he will give it to Indra again. So now Bali Maharaj become very grave. For a while he was thinking. Sukracharya was again and again insisting. Don't give him anything. You did not do sankalpa yet. You did not chanted the ekakhara brahma om. Om tat sat. You never chanted. You just only just talking. It was only just talk. In a proper Vedic way, you promise him to give something. So you just tell him, no, I don't want to give him anything. Just refuse him. So in this case, so Bali Maharaj was thinking, how it is possible? I cannot lie to a Brahmana. Because in previous verse, that Bali Maharaj was telling, the Mother Earth could tolerate the weight of everything, even the weight of Himalaya or the seven oceans, so many things, everything. But Mother Earth told, I cannot bear the weight of a person who is speaking lie, a liar. I can't, this, if a liar walk on my surface, I got so much pain. It's very difficult for me to bear the weight of a liar. So that's why Bali Maharaj told, I cannot speak lie to a Brahmana, to a Brahmachari. How can I speak lie? No. Moreover, he remembered his great grandfather. Who? Prahlad Maharaj. I am a great grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. This Vishnu protects my grandfather. My grandfather is such a great devotee of Lord Vishnu. And it is teaching of my grandfather Prahlad, Sravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atma Nivedanam. These are the teachings, these I learned from my grandfather. How can I, you telling he is Vishnu, then how can I cheat him? How can I refuse him? It is not possible. It is not possible whether he is my, this verse is telling. He is telling whether he is, although he is Vishnu himself, you are telling, oh my spiritual master, oh Shukracharya, you are telling that he is Lord Vishnu himself. And out of fear, he accepted this form of a Brahmana. He appeared before. Actually, this is thinking, Bali Maharaj is thinking. Out of fear, he accepted the form of a Brahmana. But what Prabhupada is telling? Prabhupada is telling that actually Lord Vishnu was not fearful. If even Bali Maharaj, if he directly appeared as Lord Vishnu before him, and Bali Maharaj had asked him to do something, Bali Maharaj certainly would not have refused to refused his request. He could give definitely. Lord Vishnu also knows about this. Bali Maharaj is famous for Atma Nivedan, surrendering everything to Lord Vishnu. Among the nine processes of bhakti, the last one, Atma Nivedanam, he is a acharya for that. And Vishnu has, Lord Vishnu, he knows that. Whatever I ask of Bali, he will give. He is a great grandson of Prahlad, he cannot refuse. But still, but to enjoy a little humor, actually Prabhupada is telling that, but enjoy a little humor between himself and his devotee. To enjoy a little humor is a pastimes of Lord Vishnu himself. He did these pastimes that also sometimes give some enjoyment to others. To enjoy a little humor between himself and his devotee Bali, the Lord covered himself as a Brahmana Brahmachari. Covered himself. And thus come to Bali Maharaj to beg for only 3 feet of land. Just come to have a joke. Because Bali Maharaj was thinking, I am the owner of 3 worlds. Generally a devotee should not have this type of ahankara, this type of false ego. Actually everything belongs to whom? Krishna. Isabhasyam idam sarvam jatkinchya jagatyam jagat tena tektena bhunjita magvidha kasya siddhanam. This Upanishad, first verse is telling. Everything belongs to Krishna, Ishvara. Isabhasya idam sarvam. Whatever we are seeing, whatever we are seeing around, everything belongs to Krishna. And the living entities, according to their previous karma, they are qualified to enjoy certain portion of the wealth that belongs to Krishna. Krishna gifts according to the karma of the living entities allow them certain type of enjoying senses and to certain extent. So if whatever by his own previous karma he get, he must be satisfied with that. He should not be greedy. So this heavenly planet was given by Lord Krishna himself to demigods. It is not given to the demons. So it is not that, so just Bali Maharaj forcefully he snatches the heavenly kingdom from Indra. He defeated Indra. Because Indra committed some offense to Brihaspati, so they become power. When someone come offense to a spiritual master, then he lose all his opulences, everything. His name, fame, opulence, everything. Because Bali Maharaj, Brihaspati was offended by Indra. Indra offended Brihaspati. So Brihaspati just disappeared. So that's why, the Bali Maharaj and the demons, after this churning of ocean, milk ocean, there was a great fight, and actually Bali Maharaj was killed by demigods. He was practically killed. Indra killed Bali Maharaj. But still Shukracharya, he knows the art of how to give life again to a dead body. So he, by his own, using his own mystic power and chanting certain mantra, he gave again life to Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj again come back to life. So now Bali Maharaj become completely surrendered at the feet of Shukracharya because of his mercy got his life. So then Shukracharya with the Bhrugu Vamsi Brahmanas, they started different yajñas. And because they know to please Vishnu we must perform some yajña. Without Vishnu's mercy no one can become powerful. So that's why they are performing so many yajñas. And from yajña there is a chariot, a divine chariot come out. And there is bow and arrows, different weapons. Even Prahlad Maharaj himself appeared and he gave a garland to Prahlad Maharaj. He becomes so effulgent and so powerful by the mercy of the Brahmanas, Bhrugu Vamsi Brahmanas. He attacked heavenly planet. Easily the demigods were defeated. Seeing so much power of Bali Maharaj, they fear to fight with him. They run away to their guru, Brihaspati, to ask him what to do. Brihaspati told, now he cannot fight with Bali, because he is specially empowered by the Brahmanas, of Bhrugu Vamsi Brahmanas. So, it is better you all hide. Don't appear. But you cannot defeat Bali now. So, after Aditi was dissatisfied, he did Payavrata and Bamanadev appeared. So, Bamanadev is now coming as a younger brother of Indra. And that is Shukracharya describing to Bali, that he is coming from the side of the demigods. So don't give him anything. But still, Bali Maharaj telling, no. You are telling that he is, I don't know who he is, but you telling me that he is Vishnu. Yadyapi asau adharmena mam badhiyat anagasam. Although he is Vishnu himself, but Bali Maharaj is sure that he is in path of dharma. He is not adharma, but he is path of dharma or adharma, Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj thinking that I am in path of dharma. But actually, he disobeyed the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by forcefully dragging the heavenly planet from Indra. He should ask. Later on, Bamandev told him, Bali, Bali, if you want heavenly planet, I could give him. You should ask me. I could give you. But you did not ask me. I gave this property to someone else, to the demigods, and he forcefully. You act against my authority. Otherwise, I could give you heavenly planet. It is not the big thing. But you did not ask me. If you are so much attached to become Indra, I will make you Indra in the forthcoming Manvantara. In Chakyusa Manvantara, in another Manvantara, I will make you Indra. Bali Maharaj also become Indra after. Bamandev told, I could make you Indra. I have noticed you thinking I am favoring the demigods. No. I am favorable only to my devotees. Whoever perform my devotional service, he become dear to me. Even your grandfather, Prahlad become dear to me. You also dear to me. So, but Bali Maharaj thinking that, no, I am in path of religion. I am following. So that's why he telling, I am adharmana, I am following the path of religion. But if Vishnu kill me, even though I am in the path of religion, if he kill me, still I will not retaliate. I will not become an enemy of him. I will not fight with him. I will not oppose him. This is the symptom of a saranagati bhakta, a person who is fully surrendered. Just like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Hari Bhakti Vilas also, they mentioned that six symptoms of a surrendered devotee. Anukulyetu sankalpo pratikulyetu varjanam krishna rakshati iti viswas gotrupte varanam tatha atmanikhepa karpanye sadvidha saranagati. That's why Bali Maharaj being representing this atmanivedanam, this limb of bhakti, he has full faith. If you are telling he is Vishnu, then Vishnu cannot do anything inauspicious for others. Whatever he will do, that is auspicious. Whatever, even he kill someone, still he will attain liberation. What is wrong? Even if someone is killed by Vishnu, also he get liberation. But Bali Maharaj thinking in other way. He is telling, even if he is Vishnu himself and he appeared before me, and he assumed the form of a Brahman, and even if he irreligiously arrests me or even kills me, I shall not retaliate, although he is my enemy, because he appeared as a Brahmana. He is appearing as a Brahmana out of fear. That is Bali Maharaj thinking. A Kshatriya never cheat a Brahmana. Even demoniac, we see even Jarasandha, example of Jarasandha. Three people who went to fight with Jarasandha. Who? Krishna, Arjuna and Bhima. And they dressed themselves as Brahmana. The three of them, they dressed themselves as Brahmana. And they went to Jarasandha. And Jarasandha, seeing them, they could understand they are not real Brahmana, because there is marks on their shoulder, because they carry the bow always. So he could recognize this. This three person is not Brahmana, but they dressed as Brahmana. He came as Brahmana. So Jarasandha told, yes, because you come, you appeared in front of me as Brahmana, I recognize three of you. Who are you? I recognize. This fat man is Bhima, none other than Bhima, and he is Krishna, and he is Arjuna. I recognize you. But still you are come as a Brahmana. Whatever you want from me, I will give you. Because you appeared as a Brahmana in front of me. So then they ask, okay, we want to fight with you. We want to fight with you. Then he told this, I don't want to fight with this coward. Who? Krishna. He left the battlefield and ran away. And this Arjuna is so thin, he cannot fight with me. I am strong man, I will fight with my club. I have 10,000 elephants strength. Only Bhima is qualified with me for fighting. Even those, the demoniac people, even like Jarasandha, he did not refuse to give whatever they ask, because he could recognize them. They are not Brahmana, but still they are dressed as Brahmana. Same thing here. You see, even Sukrajarya is telling he is not a real Brahmana. He is Lord Vishnu himself. Just appeared like a dwarf, like a Brahmana Brahmachari, but he is not like this. He is a cheater, come to cheat you. But still, Bali Maharaj told no, whatever may be. Because he appeared as a Brahmana Brahmachari, it is my duty to give him. Whatever he is asking, I will give him. Nowadays people can follow this principle? It is not possible. Immediately we tell this cheater. But still, that's why is Bali Maharaj is telling, even his Lord Vishnu himself, and thinking that he is coming in as a Brahmana, why he came in appearing before me as a Brahmana? Because he is fearful of me. He don't want to, he is fear of me. He don't want to fight with me. So he came as a beggar to beg something. And Bali Maharaj is very famous among the different, there are so many characters in a history, in a Puranic history, as a person who is famous for giving charity. One of them is Bali Maharaj. He never refused anyone come for charity. Ask anything in charity, give. There is Kshatriya. This is one of the symptoms of a Kshatriya. Dana. Saurya Tejo Dhruti Dakya Yuddhi Chapya Palayanam Dana Iswara Bhavasya Khyatran Karma Subhavajam. So Bali Maharaj gave dana, gave everything. But even he disobeyed the order of his so-called spiritual master, who? Shukracharya. Told, no, I will give. And Shukracharya curse, even Shukracharya curse. He told, you did not follow my instruction, so you will lose everything. Lose everything. But when Bali Maharaj taking the water pot and trying to do sankalpa, the small hole on the water pot. But Shukracharya is so fearful that if this Bali will give everything, then I am able to again become a beggar again for my own food. I have to go for Madhukari here, there, I will go. So he become a fly. Taking a shape of fly, he set down this hole. Stop the hole, the water cannot come. Bali Maharaj trying to do sankalpa with the water. Water is not coming out. What is happening? Why water is not coming? Seriously, what happened? This is very inauspicious science. I am going to give charity, but water is not sankalpa. You have to do sankalpa. But Baman, they could understand what is this. He took one of the usa grass from his kamandalu and just they put inside. Immediately one of the eyes of Shukracharya lost. Make him blind. One eye is, and he immediately come out. Then Baman Dev chastised him. You as a role of as a spiritual master, but what you are teaching to a disciple? Not to do bhakti for Vishnu. This is punishment for you. Then he immediately fell down and begged pardon. Please excuse me, I have did great mistake. But Baman Dev chastised him. Don't think if someone give everything to Vishnu, he will lose anything. He will never lose anything. A devotee, how the Shukracharya forecasted before it happened like that? Lord Vishnu took everything. There is nothing yet. He has a third step. He is chastising. He asked the Garuda, then he was a Nagapasa with this serpent rope. He was completely bound. He was chastising Vamandev. You are, even though you disobeyed the order of your spiritual master, you are thinking you are a owner of everything. So now give me third step. Where shall I put my third step? He told, where is your third step? You have no third. Immediately another pit come from his navel. Tell me, where you have to put this pit? Valimara, still you are smiling. You are not fearful. Tears flowing from his eyes, out of? Out of happiness, because he is divinely, he is a divine person. He was telling, oh, how Lord is taking everything from me, how merciful. So tears is coming, he tell, like, still, you took everything from me, but you did not accept my body yet. The body is still in my possession. So you have to put your third step on my head. And in this way, you accept me completely. Manasa deha geha jokichu mora arpilu toapade nanda kisvara. You also accept this body, everything. You took my possessions, other possessions, but still the body is in my possession. So you take this body also. In this way, who are defeated? Vamandev defeated or Balimara defeated? Vamandev then put his feet, then he sent him to Sutala Loka, the fourth planet, planetary system, below Earth, in the layer planetary systems, fourth. So anyhow, he sent him, but before sending, he was telling Bali actually, the tears also flowing from the Lord's eyes, telling Bali, actually everything I have planned, I will send him to Sutala Loka. Sutala Loka, you see, the opulence is there 1,000 times more than the heavenly planets. This is another Vaikuntha planet. I just created that planet for you. I know that I will send you there. And seeing your opulence, again demigods will attack you to get that opulence. That's why I will personally stand there in your door as a bodyguard. When the demigods come, they saw me, then they will return back. They will never attack you. I will protect you. This is the glory of a devotee who surrenders everything. Even Lakshmi Devi searching, where is my husband? He saw Narada Muni in the way. Narada Muni asked, where is my husband Narayan? You have seen him? Narada Muni told, he there is a chowkidar. His Nando is a chowkidar in the gate of Bali Maharaj in Sutala Loka in fourth planetary system. Narada was joking. But Lakshmi Devi telling, Narada, there is a limit of joking. Do you know with whom you are talking? I am the goddess of fortune. Even the Brahma, all the demigods, they just hankering to get a little mercy from me. And you telling my husband is a chowkidar? Shut up! Narada Muni told, mother, whatever I saw, practically I just telling you. I am not telling any lie. You go even check up there. Narayana, Narayana, then he left. And again, Lakshmi Devi come to, and he saw practically, standing. Lord was standing with four hands, Sankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. And seeing Lakshmi, he just put his face down. Lakshmi told, what you are doing here? Come to Vaikuntha with me. What are you doing here? I am searching you everywhere. Narayan told, Vamandev told, I have no power to put 1 foot ahead. If you want to take me from this place to Vaikuntha, go to my devotee. Who? Bali. Worship Bali. Pray Bali. If Bali Maharaj allow, then I can go with you. So Lakshmi Devi worshiping. In our Vaishnava calendar, you see the day of गोवर्धन पूजा गिरिराज पूजा देन इज डाउन देयर इज रिटन बलि दैत्य राज पूजन दैट डे ऑल्सो बलि दैत्य राज पूजन हु वर्शिप बलि दैत्य राज लक्ष्मी हरसेल्फ ऑफकोर्स बलि महाराज ऑल्सो वर्शिप लक्ष्मी फर्स्ट लक्ष्मी वेंट एंड क्राइंग वर्शिपिंग बलि महाराज प्लीज प्लीज रिटर्न माई हजबेंड प्लीज रिटर्न माई हजबेंड बलि महाराज टोल्ड मदर यू टेक हिम आई हैम नॉट बाइंडिंग हिम ही जस्ट टर्न बट यू गिव परमिशन बलि महाराज ऑल्सो वर्शिप नहीं सॉरी बलि महाराज वर्शिप लक्ष्मी लक्ष्मी टोल्ड दिस पार्टिकुलर डे दिस इज एवरी वन इज बिजी इन वर्शिपिंग गिरिराज गोवर्धन बट इफ द पीपल विल नॉट वर्शिप यू माई आई विल नॉट बी फेवरेबल फॉर टू डे टू दैट पर्सन दिस इज दैट डे इन ओडिशा इन बेंगल देयर इज पीपल्स देवर पीपल्स ऑफ बलि महाराज दे मेक बलि महाराज टू गेट मर्सी ऑफ लक्ष्मी लक्ष्मी देवी टोल्ड एवरी वन शुड वर्शिप यू ऑल्सो बलि सो बलि दैत्य राज पूजन सेम डे सो अगेन बलि कम टू डोर एंड बलि महाराज टोल्ड ओ लॉर्ड प्लीज गो विथ मदर आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू सी माई मदर my this goddess of fortune to be so unhappy please go with him lord told okay bali I am going but still being vishnu I am everywhere so in one form I will be in vaikuntha with lakshmi but another form you will see me always here in your gate as your protector and in a future in sabarni manantar I will make you Indra on the heavenly planet. You become Indra. If you have desire to become Indra, what is I cannot give to my devotee. You should ask me. I can give you everything. You did not ask me. You forcefully try to snatch something. Forcefully drag something from Indra. That is, I have gave something these things. Now, you will be Indra. Don't worry, in next Manantar, Sabarni Manantar, you will become Indra. So if someone surrender to Krishna, he never lose. Bali Maharaj became a Mahajan by disobeying the order of his so-called spiritual master, who was advising him not to surrender to Krishna. Not to him. So that's why his Atmanivedana, his Acharya for Atmanivedana, he taught us how to give everything to Vishnu, no, without any reservation. He can give everything. Still, Vishnu cannot do anything harm. Whatever he will do, that is auspicious. Sarva Mangala. He is a Mangalamaya. Mangala Bhagavan Vishnu, Mangala Pundarikakya. Every day we are chanting. So that's why we have to learn from Bali Maharaj, he is a Mahajan. And he is giving a perfect example how to surrender everything to Lord Vishnu. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question? Yes.
As we know, this body doesn't belong to us. As we know, this body doesn't belong to us.
Body dinner
doesn't belong to us. And just like Mahaprabhu also, you know that body doesn't come to you, it comes to me. So now, Bali Maharaj is saying, I have my body, you take my body.
Well, a liberated soul, he knows that this body not belongs to me. But in condition stage, everyone is attached to the Dehatma Buddhi. Deha Atma Buddhi. So Bali Maharaj is telling, still, this body is under his possession.
It's not about body. Then body doesn't belong to Lord.
So what do you think? This body belongs to you or not?
I think the body belongs to Lord.
Then if I just two slap. Enough he will tell whom belong the body. You know, so So belong this in everyone wants this body belongs to me, in this conditioned soul. Anyone in this material world, they wants. If he will free from body, then why you will not be in any body? You will be in a spiritual world. As long as you are in this material world, body belongs, you have dehatma buddhi. Eh? Okay? We are not Haridas Thakur. Eh? You are beaten by 22 marketplace, still yours. Liberated souls. Eh? He realized this. Okay?
Please. I was telling that, like, Shukracharya, one of Acharya, our Bhajan Prabhu is our Prasnacharya.
In every class he asks. Eh? Of course, Prabhupada told, to ask question is sign of intelligence. Eh? To ask some question, sign of intelligence. Because two types of people did not ask question. Someone is Atmaram, he knows everything, so he has no question. And some other, if someone is understanding something and something doubt, then he asks question. Eh? And some people, they don't ask question, though just sleeping in class, they could not hear anything. Just sleeping formally, just as a formality. Sitting in the class, they did not know anything. What is going on? Just Mahaprasade Govinde, then he woke up. So anyhow, asking question is good.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Maharaj, in this pastime, it appears that the Shukracharya, as a spiritual master of the demons, he was able to see the Bali Maharaj as a Vishnu. But whereas, you see the Bali Maharaj as a Hindu, devotion to heart.
That's why I told that his name is Shukra Acharya. He is Acharya for? Shukra, how to beget children, how to maintain the family, how to enjoy the material things. He is Acharya for, the demigods never accept him. Devotees never accept him. And not a single devotee accept him as a spiritual master. Even both rejected. Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj rejected him. So, he is Acharya for the materialistic peoples. The so-called Karmakandi Brahmanas, he is dependent one of the Karmakandi Brahmanas. Karmakanda. Just preaching for how to get dharma, artha, kama. Apart from some ritualistic activities, then artha, then you can get some pious, because of your pious result you get some wealth for sense gratification, then you enjoy. Yes, he is intelligent, that is the desire of Vishnu, he could recognize. Unless some Lord Vishnu himself revealed to someone, no one can understand him. He himself revealed to someone, this is his supreme desire. You know, he cannot ask question. That is, Prabhupada is telling, he appeared to do some joke with Bali, because he was thinking, I am the owner of everything. That's why he just to smash his proud, to smash his false ego. Just do some humorous pastimes. He appeared as a dwarf. Show him little feet. So do some humor. Okay. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.